edit.
Well, maybe. Maybe I just don't edit it.
Maybe it just sits the speech. There for posterity.
So here we are, Shenanatenza, 2025. On a road trip to
Southern Arizona.
Southern Arizona, that's right. Tombstone is among the stops. We've also got Missile Museum.
Titan Missile Museum.
Titan Missile Museum. We've got Biosphere 2. We are currently in Biosphere 1 and have been for a long time. So
my entire life.
Yeah. And some various other surprise stops that you'll hear about as well.
Everyone should introduce themselves, though, starting with the person who's been talking the most.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name is Charlie Wallace.
I'm Adam Gobeski, and we have with us two shenanarific guests. We've got Tony Huff.
Hey!
And Paul Wilcox.
Whoop whoop!
And now we are driving to McDonald's.
Yeah, first step.
I need food.
It's probably a good idea for everyone.
Yeah.
Except maybe Paul.
Yeah, no, I'll get hash browns only. Because that surely will make it better.
Yeah, extra grease, right, Paul?
Lubricate them for me? Just dunk them back in the oil a bit.
Do you have any of that off-menu gravy I've been hearing about?
You know, that special sauce. Wink, wink.
Off-menu gravy.
Yeah, you just take the Big Mac sauce and then you grind up some sausage patty into it.
Yeah, actually, I think that would work. You know, you grab maybe with some kind of thickener.
Some oil from the fryer. Put a little bit of that in there. Yeah. And,
just to let it separate.
Yeah.
I'm going to dry heave in a second.
Welcome to Shenaniganza.
It's only day two.
For you.
And we're back. We had some McDonald's. Did everyone enjoy McDonald's?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was solid.
It was cheap. I'm used to the California prices.
I know. The prices down here are. Even compared to Wisconsin, I'm always a little surprised. Like, it should be a little bit more than that, right?
No, we have freedom here.
That's true. And we're headed to... Wait, Biosphere is first, right?
Yeah.
So we're headed to Biosphere 2. Yeah, what does everybody know about Biosphere 2?
I know nothing.
So Biosphere 2 was like this experiment in like the early 90s, I think?
Yeah, like 93, 94, something like that.
Yeah, they basically took a bunch of people and sealed them inside. I don't know if it was for like space exploration, like how could people live in space without the Earth kind of thing or something. Maybe like colonies. But they sealed them in and see how they would do. And it did not go well.
There was a good documentary on it a few years ago called Spaceship Earth, where they talk about, I mean, the people who founded it were, I think, in some ways like a theater troupe. They were, I think they were very idealistic. And so I think they did all of this in earnest, but in a lot of ways it wasn't set up well enough to actually sustain them for the amount of time they wanted to stay in, which I think was for at least a couple of years, right?
Something like that.
The person who headed it up was a very good showman, spokesman, and so they got a lot of people to come out to the desert, and a lot of news organizations to be there for the grand opening of it, which kind of set up a lot of really super high expectations. So when it turned out that they did have to shut down the experiment early, everybody was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I hear it turned into a show, and I don't mean that as a euphemism.
Will the rivers still be there?
The river?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of want to add to it.
It's not the Grand Canyon, Tony.
But it could help us get there to meet our goal of filling the Grand Canyon.
Actually, yeah, that could be a good place for us to, like, test it.
Yeah.
And could have some lessons learned.
Could you fill Biosphere 2 with your poop?
That's easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had to open it up early because I don't think they had like proper like crops and sanitation in there. So they had to let them out. But now I think the University of Arizona took it over after that, and now it's like semi-respectable. I think they may do like actual science now. But we're going to go tour it.
I'm excited. That'll be fun.
We'll let you know what sorts of rivers and things we see inside.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, so what are we doing next year for your 40th, Paul?
40th birthday. Sorry, I should specify that. Well,
as opposed to what?
My 40th summer.
The 40th summer I turned pretty.
I'm always turning pretty every summer.
Turning ugly in the winter, pretty in the summer. Good.
77.
Oh,
Stan.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was honking at us.
I assume he's honking at him.
No, I was doing the...
Oh, were you?
Oh, you were?
No. But for the listeners, yes.
Anyway.
Well, Paul's 40th.
Does somebody want to go? We went to Big Bear for my 40th.
It's Shenana Japanza.
No.
I don't know if I can afford that.
But the name. The name's so good.
It was a good name.
It was a good roll off the tongue.
Yeah, I mean, we could push it to 45.
Yeah.
2045?
Well, I'll turn 40. Yeah. Hopefully.
You think so?
We hope you do.
I mean, I've been having some chest pains, but I'll make it to 40.
Yeah. They're still pretty far apart. The timing.
You know, I had that, but it turned out it was my gallbladder.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel better now that you are without a gallbladder?
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the food stuff, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the poop is
it smells like Paul.
It's not as it doesn't come together as much.
Yeah.
So, Paul, 40th.
Well, let's see. You know, some other ideas.
Go to New York.
That could be fun.
Go to New York. Go to Saskatchewan.
Shenana Regina's a...
We've always talked about Regina.
We have.
Yeah. We all have to watch the full series of Corner Gas beforehand as homework.
Including the movie.
There's a movie? Wow, what a blessed day this is.
Sounds like this guy doesn't know Regina.
Sounds like this guy doesn't know Corner Gas.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Shenana Canada. Canada's.
I'm going to roll off the tongue as well.
Canana Dad's.
Whoa. Because Charlie has to come.
Yeah. Well, no, Paul
that
will be a dad.
That puts a lot of pressure on me, really soon. Like, I have to start now.
What if you just showed up with a kid to one of our shenanigans? Like, didn't tell us, just showed up.
Oh. Like, hey, this is Tucker.
Yeah.
He's like 27.
What's up, bro?
He's like, I need more money, Dad.
In my head, Tucker was a girl.
Like, oh.
Oh, man.
Like, you'd name your girl Tucker.
That doesn't seem like it's your kid, though. That seems like it's your sugar baby.
It's not recording, is it?
No, it wasn't. You have to press the record button twice. Hello, we're back. We've just been to Biosphere 2, and my question for all of you is, if you had to rank Biospheres from best to worst...
Best to worst or worst to best? Should it be a countdown?
Countdown, I think.
All right.
Countdown, so worst is first?
Yeah, so the worst biosphere, I would say, right now, is probably Mars. It's a dead planet. You can't live there.
That's true. You have to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
There's a movie about that.
Yeah. A documentary. Right, Paul?
Yeah, wait, which documentary?
The Martian.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the John Carpenter...
Oh, what is that movie called?
Is it Ghosts of Mars?
Ghosts of Mars, yeah, So yeah, I'd probably put Mars last on the list. And probably Biosphere 2. It was really cool, but it's kind of cramped.
Yeah. They don't let you into all the different spots in Biosphere.
Yeah, they don't let you look at the human waste lagoon.
That might be part of the engineering tour.
Oh, actually, that may be. But that was extra.
You gotta pay to look at the poo.
They tell you it's there, but they don't let you go in.
Yeah. around.
Oh, yeah. Because you got the human waste lagoon, the animal waste lagoons, and then the rice and fish tanks.
And then Biosphere 1's pretty great. Obviously, it's gotten worse in recent years, but, still better than the alternatives right now.
Yeah. And they didn't tell us that we'd be going back and forth between Biosphere 2 and Biosphere 1 during the tour.
You just thought you're going to be trapped in there forever?
Yeah. I paid for Biosphere 2, and I spent half of it in Biosphere 1.
You're right, that is nonsense. You should put that on the survey.
All right, now we're off to get something to eat.
Woo!
Yeah.
And then it's the Titan Missile Museum.
Missile.
Where they filmed part of Star Trek First Contact.
Oh.
Thus continuing my do shenanigans is where I visit Star Trek filming locations.
Has that always been part
of it?
Started
with Monterey.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We need to cue up the song that... What song does Zefram Cochrane play?
Oh, Magic Carpet Ride?
Yeah.
No.
We need to play that as we arrive.
It's on my phone.
Nice.
So we're on a detour on our way to the Titan Missile Museum and food. Guess there was an accident. Paul, what do you think about that?
I think we're doing a great job at beating the system.
What system is that?
The cones that were set up.
Yeah, they put some cones up, yeah.
They were like, we don't want you to go this way, but if you find a different way to get on the other side of the cones, then it's fair game, I suppose.
Yeah, they didn't care at all.
No.
They were like, you win.
It's like they're just stupid cones.
Yeah. You can drive over them. Ooh, what are they going to do? They're not legally... Are cones legally binding? We don't even know the government put those up.
I can buy our own cones.
Yeah, those could just be private cones.
Yeah.
What stops you from putting up your own cones?
Someone taking...
Motivation. Cones.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's the sort of thing that Bane might do.
Batman. There's someone on my street who lives like just down the way from a car rental place, and sometimes those rentals kind of spill down the road, and they went skip straight from cones and put rocks in the street in front of their house at the curb because they probably got tired of the local business taking their street spot, I guess.
I think there are some people that do that. Yeah, they just
rocks will.
Those concrete bollards.
Like the K-rails?
No, like the...
Just a bollard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just put it in the street.
Well, then nobody would be able to go. Take a left.
Yeah, it's a pedestrian-only space.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
You could open a little... you could open some seating for your home-based restaurant.
I think what you're doing right now is, like, we just went to Biosphere 2 and we're becoming more sustainable.
Yeah.
We want pedestrians.
We're trying to... We want to take back the roads. The roads are for the people.
I guess the question is, do you want to be the only person in prison for putting up, like, roadblocks that can be moved easily? Judge would be like, I've never seen this, but it's illegal. Shouldn't have done it.
I guess it depends on how illegal it is. You know?
I guess.
We're probably some laws.
It would be kind of cool to have a law invented because of something that you did. You're like, there's no law against this.
Yeah.
I can just do this. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. We have to actually make it a law. We thought it was
the only person who got away with it.
Yeah.
We thought don't in the ice machines was clear.
It was clear, but
there's always somebody just trying to push it.
There is.
Well, that's what Biosphere 2 is about, right? Pushing the limits of what we can do and finding out what we need to change.
Yeah, right? I guess so.
Tony begrudgingly learned something. I guess.
Fine.
Okay, we're recording again because Paul is going to name the Ernest.
That's not what we're doing.
Why not?
We're discussing less honking, more talking.
We saw a bumper sticker that said, less honkin', more tonkin'. I've actually seen it before.
You've seen that before?
What?
What?
This is that. New.
Not this one.
You waited to turn on the recorder.
I've not seen that vehicle before, but I've seen that.
Well, we get that idea.
In Madison.
What?
For sure.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't Oregon plate, so.
Yeah, that tracks with Madison. What?
I'm just saying it's out of state.
Ah. So what's it mean then, Charlie?
It's a play on honky tonk, but.
Is it?
It must be.
Baggins.
But so also on
beautiful Baggins.
We just went by a place called Baggins.
Thank you.
There's Joe
this
Buck.
This will be important for we're posterity.
Not, we're not also watching The Lord of the Rings.
Joe Buck with the color commentary over here.
So there's also the double meaning of, like, on the road, you shouldn't be honking.
Right.
Yep.
But as far as honky-tonk goes, like, if you don't have the honky...
What is honky-tonk? Describe
it. Yeah, I actually don't know what that is.
I have to look that
up. It's like a style of...
Well, I get that, but what is that actually?
Is it a dance?
Is it, like, the sounds that the instruments make?
Honk-tonk, honk-tonk.
Honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk. Yeah. I mean, I tended to think of it as a piano playing style.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It's piano?
Yeah, like, when you think of, like, country piano, so honky-tonk.
So is it tonking on the piano?
I don't know, actually. But it's just honky-tonk.
This feels like one of those conversations about random people discussing all the Inuit words for snow.
Yeah.
Ooh, gourmet girls.
Huh. Is that kind of like dirty dough?
Well, we don't know what dirty dough is.
We never will.
Is that store in Potterville?
No, this was a place in North Phoenix.
Yeah, this is one we could actually go to if we were so inclined.
No, I guess we're not. Place. It was actually pretty close.
I don't like Green Toes. Green Toes Nail Studio.
So I think we've lost the plot. So the first Ernest movie is Cousin Kit.
Okay, and then?
The second one, we think, is Saves Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that the third one is Goes to Jail.
Trust you on that.
Making Scared Stupid the fourth.
Really? Okay.
And the best?
It's a good one.
Oh. Camp is the best.
I think that I would probably agree with that. Five, I'm pretty sure, is Rides Again. Six is when it moved to video and is Slam Dunk Ernest.
Is there an Escanaba in the Moonlight?
That is a movie.
Jim
it's not
Varner
an Ernest movie, though.
It might be Jim Varner, then, and I just thought it was an Ernest.
I don't know if he's in it. Is he?
Jeff Daniels.
Oh.
Don't you dare touch that phone.
No, I'm just going to look up Escanaba.
I guess it could have Jim Varney. I don't know.
I'm looking up Escanaba and why I think.
So, after Slam Dunk, I think was Ernest Goes to School?
When's Africa?
I think Africa might have been after school.
Oh, there's,
and then
there's no
after
reason
Africa was
that
in the
it's
army.
Just me.
So I think that's the order.
Wait, Jim Varney's in the army now?
That is also a movie. we'd have to look up.
Charlie was right. It was Jeff Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
What about
that makes sense.
What about Ernest Gets Trapped in the Biosphere 2?
Oh, you know, he was Biodome was originally supposed to be an Ernest movie.
Is that true? I'll believe you.
That actually would... I think it would work pretty well.
You know who's really hot right now and will be continued to be hot forever? Pauly Shore. Great investment in the future in this movie.
Oh, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. Yeah, that.
I'm going to have to... Yeah. I may check that list against me.
It was, wasn't it?
Well, we'll have to.
I do think it's... Yeah, we don't have to. We can just live with that slightly inaccurate knowledge for a while.
Oh, we're here?
Well, it's...
Skirt!
It's
that
better
was a
than
quick
the knowledge I had before,
minutes.
Paul, because I didn't know half of those Ernest movies.
Oh, okay.
Which half did you know?
Most of them were...
The first half.
So you knew Slam Dunk?
That's in the first half? I guess we'll...
If there was nine, then the dead middle would be Rides Again at number five?
All right.
Rides Again.
That hit the theater.
Well,
it's where it involves a crown jewel plot, and he ends up like riding a can, like an old giant like cannon down the street. I don't remember a lot about it, but I saw it in the theater for sure.
What's the theme of that one?
He rides.
He rides. He's riding the cannon. Like that's. It's like they just picked a name for the movie, and it like happens at one point, like towards the end.
Okay.
But it's like they just picked a, like, Ernest is back, or, like, I remember even seeing, like, the teaser poster, and it was just, like, Ernest rides again, and, like, the background was just, like, white with, like, some colorful speckles. Like, there was nothing, like, indicating what the movie was about.
And so this is just an Ernest movie. They decided to do an Ernest movie without, like, a theme to it, really?
Yeah.
And that's probably why it's the last one.
Thank you. I don't know. That's my guess as to why it was the last one in the theater.
All right. We're at Bookman's. We'll pick this up.
We're recording that whole time.
We just got out of the...
Oh. I thought you were talking to Carl.
I did it too.
Titan II Missile Museum. And Adam and Tony got to blow up half of the world? Or at least part of it.
No, just
at least 900. Yes, 900 square miles around.
But you don't know where that is.
Target 2.
Until your shift's over.
I feel like by that point, the broadcasts are over anyway. You don't need to know.
Oh, there's nothing up above anymore.
You know,
your above ground life is over.
We should have asked actually, like, if they were to do that, what do they do? Like, do they have food and stuff down there? They probably do, right?
Yeah. They have, like, an underground tunnel to the biosphere.
Wow.
So they could survive.
Could you imagine how, like, if we had that connection today?
With a pneumatic train down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just make, like, I can't figure out how to put an Elon Musk joke.
It's
fine.
It's a tunnel, self-driving vehicle.
I don't like driving on the highway, therefore I should have my own tunnel.
Yeah. It was good.
Useless tunnel.
Oh, it was really cool.
Yeah, very awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, what we're talking about is that Adam and Tony got to sit at the console and simulate.
Totally botched
call out. Didn't understand the code, yeah.
No, he told us we got it so we could launch the missile.
Oh, yeah, he told you. Yep.
Yeah, the president, Jake.
Yeah.
President Jake.
I like thinking that me and you just took it upon ourselves to say, we didn't understand the code, so we're just going to fire the missile. We assumed the code was, fires a missile.
Why would you send the not fire missile code?
Yeah. Why don't you just tell me if you want us to fire the nuke?
I really feel like a lot of the tour was about authentication methods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's pretty much the most of what there is to talk about.
Yeah. Now they just send each other signal chats.
We're currently good on OPSEC, guys. Launch the missile.
Yeah.
That'd been a real rough.
All right, I started up again. Not that it matters.
Well, I don't know if we can do it again.
Yeah, we're done.
Do that then again.
We're done fighting. You missed the fight.
Yeah.
All's good. All's well.
All's well. I just was really mad at Jake that he didn't set us up for success. And we were the humiliating part of the thing.
Not me. I got to launch a missile.
I got to do it,
that's
too.
That's not humiliating. That's sobering.
You couldn't have done it without me, though. And also...
Ah, but what he had not taken into consideration is that I have Mr. Fantastic powers.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore could stretch to both keys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do like, though, honestly, if there's anyone that I was going to launch a nuclear missile, I'd want it to be you.
Yeah, we shook hands in the long corridor.
Yeah. Like, it actually brought us together, closer together.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to at that point, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look what we did.
Yeah. I mean, it's your job, yeah?
We were following orders that we kind of heard.
Yeah.
But how
like Dr. Strangelove.
Yep. Yeah.
How about, though, knowing that the only reason that you would be doing that would be, like, a retaliatory strike? So, like...
I think that would make...
the world's blown up anyway.
It would make me feel better that it was retaliatory.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want to be on the offense.
Pardon your resolve?
I'd be like, all right, well, if it's going to happen, then other people should die, too.
Okay.
So you're really, You're about mutual destruction.
Yes. Yeah, in that instance, yes.
Real Cold War attitude.
Yeah. I don't know if I can get canceled for that, but I think it's okay.
So you're in a real living would envy the dead kind of mindset.
I guess I would still be alive in this, right? Because I'd be down there.
Yeah. Do they cover that in Fallout? Charlie?
Oh, what?
The people who launched the missiles, right? Like, they're still down there.
Oh, no, they didn't. I don't think so.
Well,
conceivably, sure. Yeah. We should do a letter to the editor.
Bethesda?
Yeah.
Right. Dennis Bethesda.
I felt like Jake kind of set us up for failure.
You need some improv lessons.
No,
Jake. I mean,
yeah, actually, I'll do an email tonight.
Okay. Why wait? Do it right now.
Dear Jake, well, I need ChatGPT.
Oh, gotcha.
I can't write emails anymore.
ChatGPT, write me an email to Jake telling him to improve his improv skills.
Also, talk about the McDonald's girl that messed up my order.
Make sure you include the following points.
Great.
To Jake and girl.
Yeah, exactly.
From McDonald's.
And it'd be like bulleted.
Please make it in the style of a Misconnections from Craigslist.
Oh, wow. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah. Just like
casual encounters.
Just like that missile was a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, in fact, I think I saw Brendan Fraser down there.
Did you?
Is he trapped in the ice?
You guys didn't see on the other side of the silo. There was a window to like a little room with a fake house.
Oh no.
A fake yard.
Oh. Oh. Bowling. Benson, Arizona. The same stars in the sky. But they seem so much kinder when we watch them, you and I.
So far I've seen barbed wire. Bowling place.
There is a welcome to Benson sign.
Yeah,
police officer.
What I I missed what the population sign said. What did it say?
I didn't see. I didn't pay attention.
Did it give it gave like population elevation. Can't remember either. Benson Burger King. Quarter Horse Motel.
Benson Dental.
Now the motel?
DTV.
There's a rock shop. Large satellite dishes of some kind or something.
Everything.
Alright, I'm starting recording again.
You know how I love school.
Oh, and this guy gets it. What up?
I just love to see the kids happy.
It is one day later, it's now Sunday. We stayed at
to watch the
what
kids.
Was the hotel called?
Lookout Lodge.
Lookout Lodge. We almost got breakfast this morning.
I got breakfast.
I got breakfast too.
I got too many muffins. I mean, I guess that's breakfast.
Just look at this guy complaining.
It was free.
I watched Dog Day Afternoon, so now I'm in that frame of mind.
Oh.
What frame of mind is that?
What's this guy talking about? No, very New York.
Oh, okay.
Been robbing a bank frame of mind.
That's the closest bank.
Yeah, this is one.
We could probably do that, okay. Like, on the 20th anniversary of...
Oh, Robert, you got it.
Our Nothing Left to Lose, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Shenaniganza, yeah.
Isn't that a Morgan Freeman movie?
Robbing a bank?
They're, like, old men, and they decide to rob a bank because they have nothing to lose or something like
that. Oh.
I believe it.
I'm sure there's a movie about that.
So we're going to Coppermine and Bisbee, and we're headed back through Tombstone to check that out. I guess on
school.
Paul wants to go to a school, apparently.
Well, the actual school is just down here. I think that's like the old school or something.
Oh,
or maybe there's like
an
elementary.
School.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We passed all this earlier.
We did. It was just dark.
Or last night.
It was all dark.
Oh, yeah, we got to play a lot of Euchre last night. That was fun.
Yeah, maybe for you.
For me and Tony, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just get all the winning cards.
That's the name of the game.
9-10 queen. That's all I got all the time.
That was rough.
Yeah. Yeah, we played Euchre.
was fun. It
would have been more fun if we won.
We did win.
You won
we
once.
Did.
Yeah. We let you win once.
Yeah. We're still in the series, the best of 17.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
There's still plenty of games left. How many do you need for best of 17?
Nine.
One down.
We are now recording.
All right.
Good recommendation, Paul.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I don't think I...
What are we talking about? For the benefit of the listeners.
The Copper Queen Mine Tour.
Where is that?
In Bisbee, Arizona.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we're just driving by Bisbee right now. It's pretty cool town. There's a lot of stuff built up on the hillsides here.
Yeah.
Bisbee was
the largest city in the Arizona Territory.
At one point.
27,000 people, something like that.
Wow.
Sorry, buddy. I'm not realizing what I'm doing.
Oh, Adam apologizing to him.
You don't have to keep that. Just cut that.
There's toilets up top and there are toilets on the bottom of the mine. Lots of options.
Yeah, there was a mine cart, double seater.
You and your buddy can all hold hands while you poop.
I do find it interesting that there's two seats. They're pretty close together, too. Like,
it's a different time back in mining days, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, can you imagine? Like, imagine that and there's a line.
And they're just staring at you.
You're like, can I wait for the end?
I want to feel the poop that's in there touch my butt, because there's so much of it. Because it's not dropping into a pit. It's just a cart.
Yeah.
Is that solids only, or do you think they were going number one in there, too?
I'm sure they were going number one.
I'm assuming they just were going number one everywhere.
That's what I was thinking. I think it's just piss everywhere.
Like, should have asked Neil.
We should have asked Neil. I think we
maybe
had a really
they were
good...
just like wizards in Harry Potter. They just go to the bathroom wherever they're standing.
Yeah. We had a great tour guide.
We did. Yeah. He used to work at mines.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it, from 70?
70, 75.
For this mine, but it sounded like he'd worked all over.
Yeah. He definitely had a long career in mining.
His father was a miner.
His brother was a miner.
His brother was a miner?
Benson, Arizona.
Benson.
Also, I mean, we're at, 5,400 feet or something like that.
Slightly under that. Yeah.
We weigh less right now?
Definitely.
Yes.
Better get on a scale.
Yeah, you'd only weigh 300 pounds on the moon.
On the moon, yeah.
We just finished walking through Tombstone.
Home of the pizza.
Yeah, we had pizza here.
We did have pizza here.
Not
I
today,
didn't
though.
See any other reference to the pizza, though? Like the official.
And we're passing the OK Corral gunfight scene, our site, right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Right behind that wall there's animatronics.
Only one of them moved, right?
I think each of them moves, but just in a very small way, like about this much.
Like when Paul was being an animatronic at the...
yes. No, Paul had a lot more motion. He was...
As I was foreshadowing that
No, these animatronics would just move very slightly when they were referenced in the narration. But it was good. It felt like we were there.
Yeah. It's story across well.
That's true.
Yeah.
Guys with guns itching for a fight.
They
did.
Oh, but while we were there, we learned we stayed at the first modern hotel in Tombstone.
Yeah. We're passing that right now.
There it is.
Did you get 20% off for Arizona residents?
I went on delta.com and got it. It seems like they're really trying to get people to stay there, so there's a lot of discounts.
You gotta fund the remodel, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Tombstone was good.
As far as
tourist traps goes, I thought that the prices were actually pretty decent.
Yeah, actually, like, I was ready for the restaurant to be like, way more expensive. There's the Trump store I was mentioning.
Oh, we're passing that right now.
Yeah, we just did.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see it as well this way. It's probably for the best.
Charlie bought a hat.
I did buy a hat.
It doesn't fit him.
No, it doesn't. No hat does. No hat can contain this.
Man, don't fence me in, as they say.
I keep trying to bring you down and make your head smaller, but it's not working. I guess.
We're just about to finish the road trip portion of Shenanatenza. How's everybody feeling?
I hate everyone. Friendships are over. Go f*** yourself.
That feels about right.
Yeah, not out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Same as ever.
Tired.
Yeah. Is the...
Zoinks.
Is the, the road aggression, well, not aggression, but hatefulness. Is that a new thing for you, Adam? I never used to notice that in the past, how much you hate other drivers. Or maybe that's an Arizona thing.
Yeah, it's more an Arizona thing. It's the
environment. Brings it out in anyone.
Yeah.
The environment, finally.
All right.
You down.
We're going to go step inside for a little bit, and we're going to go get some dinner.
We got a great big convoy rocking through the night. We got a great big convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Convoy. That's a 70s song.
Yeah. So what do we think about Boss Baby? Family Business.
It was cute. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Alright. Then it was cute.
Oh, yeah. Were you going to say something else if it wasn't recording?
No.
No.
It's cute aside from the, you know.
There wasn't as much, like, weird stuff in this one.
Yeah, it wasn't as unhinged.
Yeah.
It was just a good, solid family movie.
Yeah. I loved
it. Although, yeah. I thought you told me Jeff Goldblum was in it, but I didn't see him anywhere.
Wait. Was the spoiler that, like, Jeff Goldblum, the guy, physically was gonna be, like...
In the movie.
Like...
It was Jeff Goldblum.
He did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of made the movie.
He's a good
villain. There was a lot of parts that made the movie. But.
Yeah, a lot of it was more like intentionally funny than unintentionally funny, like the last one.
Yeah.
It's like you can't prove to me that wasn't intentionally funny in the first one.
No, I can't. You're right.
I want the oral history of the Boss Baby.
Yeah. Do you think that there was some awareness that there was any kind of, like, aside from us, does Boss Baby 1, I mean, wait, yeah, it definitely has, like, meme credibility, like, it has a following.
I mean, there was that whole academic conference.
Okay, that was what I was thinking of when I'm like, okay, evidence that it's not just us.
Yeah.
And do you think they were aware of that, like, going into making the sequel?
That's what I want to know. Like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
Like,
that's what I want to know.
We
need to make this one less weird.
Yeah. They were like, that one, lots of, like, strange adults really latched onto that one, so maybe at least nothing like that scene at the end.
But it was a successful first movie, so you don't want to veer too far from it.
Yeah.
So if the first one was weird, why wouldn't you make the second one weird?
And that is why they had to come up with, like, okay, they need to get turned back into babies.
Which I liked, because I didn't like adult Tim and Ted. I was like...
Especially Ted. Like, I was like, I don't know about this guy.
What, you think he was a loser? He's a good dad.
Oh, wait. No,
Tim's fine.
Name. Yeah. Yeah, it was Boss Baby.
Oh, Ted. Yeah.
I don't like adult Boss Baby.
Well, Ted looks like he spent $16 billion to buy the free press today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I haven't really been scrolling a lot, but I was like, oh, God. Anyways.
What about you, Charlie?
I was really entertained by it, actually.
Are you going to show Celeste?
Without watching the first one?
You haven't shown her the first one?
I don't think so. Hmm. There's too much to explain.
Yeah.
What's there to explain? why Daddy's laughing at all the milk.
Right. Why are you not? Why are you laughing at all the parts that aren't funny? And we're back. We just finished an escape room. The theme was curse.
Save our lives.
Seven deadly sins.
Seven deadly sins.
The name of the
escape room didn't really have anything to do with the sins.
It was a whole puzzle. And that was the motivation.
Didn't see me staying in the lust room the whole time?
I was in the gluttony room the entire time.
I was in the section where, for people who don't do math correctly.
It wasn't a bad one. It was just, you know.
Yeah.
You said 100 and it was 0.
It's only off by 100, the age of the person, so.
Only off by 2 powers.
It was, no.
It's only a very long life and a horrible tragedy.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah. And we did pretty well. Was it 42-ish minutes?
Yep.
We went to Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
What'd you get, Adam?
Doctor Who magazine. Although, I think I missed one, so... I'm going to have to go to the other Barnes & Noble when y'all leave to check and see if they still have it. Yeah.
Alright, it's the last night that I'm here, at least. Oh. We're getting some... cans opened up. We've got two taste tests to do. We've got a Lay's flavor. It is Argentinian style steak. It's iconic chip meets an iconic champion who I guess I kind of recognize, but his signature is written in a way that I can't figure it out. He's a soccer player.
It's Messi.
Very famous one. Messi. All right. That's Messi.
Yeah.
You didn't read the back.
But it doesn't say on the back.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it says Lay's iconic chip meets iconic champion.
Not that part. The part that says...
potatoes, vegetable oil, canola, corn,
the thing
and...
you pointed at.
Grilled steak flavor with notes of chimichurri.
Chimichurri is very good.
Yeah.
You got the ones with olestra in them? Why should today be any different?
All right, let's open them up.
Smell the chip part.
It smells mostly just like regular chips, I'd say, except that it's a little spicy.
Really? It's nothing.
No.
It doesn't smell like too much.
It got up in my... Yeah, it got up
it
in my
got
nose.
You?
Yeah.
You got in there. Okay.
So, got some green flex on it. Otherwise, it's a potato chip. Well, we're just eating it now?
No, I just put my tongue on it. Sorry.
I washed my hands.
There's no...
After I took a piss hand...
Me too.
You're gonna do so much.
Wait, Paul. How was it? All right, cheers.
That was good.
Well, I don't want to touch
it. I know. It's fine. It's for the camera.
Well, it's better than the cat anus.
Yeah,
it's I can like taste the meat.
I taste nothing.
We'll try.
Do I have COVID?
Maybe. Yes.
No, I kind of taste nothing also. Like, not much. I mean, it tastes like a generic.
I thought it was just that I licked off all the
no, there's like...
spice.
I feel like I can more, taste like a meaty. Like,
it's a more subtle taste.
Yeah.
It's not
there's like a smokiness, like a little smokiness to it. I thought there'd be more chimichurri to it.
I think Lionel's, he's an understated guy.
What was that iconic?
Well, the chip's iconic, not the flavor.
Obviously, it's just the chip.
Yeah.
Because I taste nothing else.
I got a little smokiness.
Okay, there's a little weirdness, but it's not even like...
Yeah, it's not that much.
Honestly, that's not terrible.
It's boring.
I'm not gonna...
It is kind of boring.
It's just boring. I was expecting something...
I'm not going to force you to take that with you on the flight. Oh, well, you can if you want, I guess.
I'm trying to get rid of this bag.
I feel like they're better in... Like, when I had just one, it wasn't enough. When I had a big pile of them, I was like, that's a nice, you know...
Yeah.
Nice mild chip.
I'm not getting chimichurri, though.
No. What does that even taste like?
It's like an herb type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got like garlic.
Sauce, yeah. It's like
and
kind
like,
of a,
yeah.
Like a little
cilantro.
Almost like they were afraid to go too hard, so they didn't go at all.
Well, I feel like the last time they went too hard, it was cat anus, so.
We all remember that. Now, there is one more taste
test.
Episode
70. 5?
That's about right, yeah. We got one more taste test to do. Tony and I have volunteered to try La Original Budweiser Gelato? Gelada? Gelada. Gelada. Hecho Clamado.
Puerto Rico.
Cone.
Cone. Oh, cone. La Original. I thought it was .com. I'm like, why does it say .com?
It does
com?
Look like that. So, Budweiser Gelada, Hecho Clamado con La Original. Cerveza con sabores naturales y jugo de vegetal para dar color. It's just to give color. Yeah. It's not for anything else.
This is a shenanigans or tradition.
What? Oh, yeah. The last time we did this, we didn't do it on... we didn't record it.
We did it at Tracy's house. And we...
Was this number one? One or two?
It might have been two.
I think it was.
But, yeah, we did it at Tracy's house. Ross Decker was with us. I think that one was a Bud Light.
I think you're right, yeah.
And we basically so all tasted flavor. It and immediately spit it out.
So here all we right, go. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
that's nice. That sounds nice.
Down the hatch.
That's probably about the best thing we're going to get out of it. Tony and I are going to try this. Nobody else has agreed.
Can you talk about the color?
It kind of looks like a grapefruity sort of color.
It looks kind of like vomit. I mean,
it kind of looks like maybe you mixed Clamato and beer. I mean, and it smells like beer.
I told Charlie we were going to do a big gulp.
What if I like it?
Then you can have
the rest of it.
I guess so.
Kind of thing I
but guess what?
Lend itself to gulping more you than sipping.
You might not.
Maybe that's why the last one was so
bad.
Actually,
what is Clamato? Let's.
It's clams and tomatoes.
That's it.
I think so. Pretty sure.
Okay.
No, it's like tomato juice and and
so like
clam juice.
So like, this is our second meat flavored thing that might not really want a meat flavor to it.
But I do want to say
it's clam meat.
For those of you that like shandies,
sea meat.
It smells kind of like a shandy.
Oh, okay.
So it has that kind of lime, or not lime.
Well, it's got a lime on the thing, yeah.
Okay, lime. We're going to call it lime.
Yeah, sort of a citrusy sort of. Yeah. Right,
cheers.
Cheers.
Do a small taste to get the flavor, and then the big
and
gulp.
And chug. Okay.
All right, small taste first.
All right.
It's not bad. It's not good. That's not good. Oh,
it's very salty.
No, there it goes.
It's very salty.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
All right, gulp,
gulp,
gulp. Oh, this is multiple gulps.
Oh my god, he downed it.
You guys really didn't want to stretch that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wish people could see me. The initial swig is not bad.
Yeah.
And then there's like a beat. And then it's clam forward. And then it's like, but it's like thick tomato kind of feel. Like ketchup. Yeah. Like you're drinking like a ketchup.
Like umami and salt.
Yeah.
With your beer. It's like.
It's not as bad as I remember.
Well, this is the full flavor.
That's true. It's not like
Budweiser.
I think Budweiser makes it taste better. I think the heavier...
It's going to have a stronger beer flavor.
It has more of a beer flavor to it than it does.
And the smell wasn't so bad.
Yeah, smell wasn't bad.
The look on guys'
I'm not going to have any more, and I want to drink something else.
I might drink the rest of it.
Whoa.
All right.
I mean, it's open. You can just put it in the fridge and kind of keep sipping on it over the next day.
Feel it real quick. I mean, like,
you did some work.
Yeah.
All right, though. I think this might be our last recording for this shenaniganza.
Yeah. Shenanatenza was a success.
Big success. Now, there will be some after I leave, and that's fine, but this will be the last recording.
The real party will start after you're gone, and we'll
do some bit recounting.
I don't know.
Right? That'll happen.
We'll
subject Kevin and Doug to it. It's been fun.
Yeah, we fixed the toilet.
We did fix the toilet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I don't think we did any podcasting of that going to Walmart at 11 o'clock.
That's because I was done. I don't know what y'all
did. No.
I think that could probably wait. I think it's a whole other episode.
Yeah, but stay tuned.
Yeah. For another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report, my name is Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski, and thanks to our special guest, Tony Huff.
Thanks for having me.
And Paul Wilcox.
It has been a pleasure.
And our very special guest, Brianne Gobeski, who walked out of the room. But we thank her anyway. And we hope to see y'all next year for Shenana 40s Part 2.
Yeah.
So, until then, we hope you keep on listening, keep on trucking. Less honking, more talking.
I'm going to drink more of this cologne.
So, if you enjoyed that episode of the Confesky Wallace Report, it doesn't have to stop there.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are we gonna reveal the secrets?
I'm ready if you are.
I mean, I guess they can start by following us on Facebook.
Or Twitter. Or just go to the old-fashioned internet to GobeskyWallaceReport.com.
Search AOL keyword Gobesky Wallace Report.
I think you can find us actually in the Yahoo directories. If you click on entertainment, audio, miscellaneous. Ooh.
We have to stop recording. We're about to go through the tunnel.
Yeah. Why do you have to stop recording?
Because we have to hold our breath.
So we just need the whole
lose reception.
Oh, yeah. No, we're on
reception? What are you talking about?
Bad.
That wasn't as bad. I think
if it was twice that long, that might be tough.